Nolte, Stacey Abrams raised $100 million, lost, again, still in debt, screwed staffers. By John Nolte on December 19, 2022. Former governor in her own mind Stacey Abrams, D. Failure, blew through $100 million, lost by more than 7 points, is still in debt, and screwed her staffers just in time for the holidays. Such a nice lady. From the far-left Axios, minus all their goofy why it matters junk. After raising more than $100 million in her second bid to be Georgia governor, the Stacey Abrams campaign owes more than $1 million in debt to vendors, two-time campaign manager Lauren Groargo confirmed to Axios. Abrams has been heralded for her fundraising prowess and had brought in donations at a presidential level earlier in the year. But money became so tight that most of the 180 full-time staffers were given an abrupt paycheck cutoff date, just a week after the November election. "People have told me they have no idea how they're going to pay their rent in January," one former staffer told Axios. "It was more than unfortunate. It was messed up. How do you blow through $100 million in a state with only 10 million people?" And then she got shellacked by 7.5 points, lol. From the sounds of it, the campaign was as mismanaged as any Stacey Abrams administration would be. One staff member told these Axios clowns that compensation was high for campaigns. Oh. Overpaid to lose. Another source said Abrams has a well-documented pattern of running a campaign where there's always been more money in the future that can fix the mistakes of the past. Only Hollywood would make someone with that track record the president of Earth. And then to screw their own staffers just in time for the holidays. Who does that? Abrams is worth millions. Why wouldn't she help these people out, especially the low-level staffers who need rent money, through the holidays? You don't do that. You don't give people an abrupt paycheck cutoff date in November. You especially don't do that if you are a millionaire like Abrams. The campaign said that raising money was difficult near the end because everyone knew she would get beaten. Okay, but you still had $100 million. Little off-topic, but this race is one reason why I don't buy all the talk about how the GOP has to get tougher with mail-in ballots, ballot curing, etc. I'm not saying Republicans shouldn't improve there, but look at what happened in Georgia. Republican Governor Brian Kemp won by 7.5 points. A few weeks later, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Herschel Walker lost by 1 point. That's not a situation where the GOP learning how to game mail-in votes will change everything. That's a situation where one candidate was more tolerable to voters than another. Candidates matter. Cure all the ballots you want, candidates still matter. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.